Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are the true stories about the good, the bad, and the funny.
Shared by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
A dream is a wish your heart made.
Wishy.
Well, in case you're wondering what we're talking about today,
it's Disney.
Disneyland, Disney World, Disney everything.
Disney Nation, Disney Universe.
We thought it would be kind of fun because, well, everybody has some feelings about Disney.
Or they've been to Disneyland.
But before we get into it, do you want me to take it away with a someday you'll laugh about this moment?
Yes, by all means.
So my family and I recently went to Island Park in Yellowstone. But we decided to go to this lake near Yellowstone called Quake Lake. Okay. And the reason it gets its name, for real, is not that long ago, a huge earthquake hit the area, and this whole face of this mountain went sliding into the Madison River, and it dammed it up.
Okay.
And created Quake Lake.
Okay.
And they call it Quake Lake because of the earthquake. But it's very pretty and cool, but there's also a bit of an eeriness to it because you know what caused it, and because it used to have trees running along it.
Mm-hmm.
Now those trees have just been sitting in the water for like all these years.
Yeah.
Don't make me do that math. And there are dead trees,
yeah.
Gray dead trees. And they're out pretty far into the lake.
And so if you like jump in, you might get a tree enema.
Yeah, you might be impaled.
Yeah.
You know, they're more like lining the side because think of how they would be lining a river. Anyway, and so the weather was already, it was a little overcast, and we were already kind of like, well, it's fine. At least it's not super hot. So we put all three kids in the kayak with life jackets on, and then my husband and I are like, we'll just each jump on a paddleboard. We go around this bend, and we're like, oh my gosh, it's like breathtakingly beautiful. It's very cool. But the water was a little dark.
So were you like the only people there?
Yeah.
That also is a little eerie.
Yeah. So, I mean,
if I see some other families laughing, recreating, having fun, you feel more safe.
Right. There had been a family
like
on the
beach. Like there's not a Loch Ness in here that has just eaten whoever
Everybody.
Was just here.
And all of a sudden, we hear this like really loud whooshing. You know how when you can hear rain coming before you feel it coming?
Kind of, yeah.
So I thought it was rain that was moving towards us.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of were like, uh-oh. And then it got louder. And my husband looks back. He's like, that's not rain. That's wind.
Oh, my gosh.
Like pulling through the trees, you know, through down the mountain. And we're like, and we start to all of a sudden get like rocked
pushed,
and we're like, and Andy's like, get off. It was coming in with a vengeance and came
and
out of nowhere.
Your three kids are in the kayak and you
Alone.
Guys are on the paddle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we start to tell the kids, paddle to the side. And because there's these dead trees kind of in the way, they're kind of paddling, but they're 10-7 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not able to like steer very well. And so they're heading right for this dead tree.
And these are inflatable.
Inflatable.
Okay.
And so my husband's like, don't go for the tree. And my kids are like, and they just lift up their paddles. Like, no. Paddling is
paddle.
A must at this point. It was so funny because I thought he was scared that up for them. And so my son asked me after it kind of settled down, he's like, was dad freaking out that we were going to hit the tree because he was afraid we would get hurt hitting the tree or because he was afraid we were going to pop the new kayak? And I said, oh, I think he didn't want you guys to get hurt. And then we later down the road when we were like recapping, my husband was like, well, in that brand new kayak, I was just seeing it getting popped on one of those trees. And my son whips his head around at me. And was like, see, it was about the kayak, not about me.
He knows his dad.
Anyway, so we paddle off.
You can heal.
Yeah.
One little poke on those inflatables.
It's never going to be the same.
No.
Because those patches, they can only
they
do
don't
so much.
Hold like they say they do.
So we get off and we're like, we got to get everything out of the water kind of. But I'm like, no, just hold some of them in the water because as soon as you pick them up, then they become projectiles. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll catch the wind. So if we can just keep them flat on the water. So I'm still up to my knees in the water on the shore.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little evergreen bush tree thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, we get the littlest ones like underneath the tree and they're like, we're scared. And it starts raining and it is windy. And my husband and I are just trying to hold the vessels in the water because we're like, if we pull them up on the rocks, they'll pop or they'll blow away.
Mm-hmm.
And we are like, we really need my mom's help. My mom was with us and she was back on the beach where we had paddled from. And we're like, we just need to let her know we're okay.
Yeah.
Because this storm has rolled in and we are nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. So we tell the kids, start walking back and just tell her we're okay.
Yeah.
But they rounded the corner and their signal for okay was like waving their hands above their head, which is like a help signal.
Help. That's, we are in duress.
And so my mom is like running across rocks, like trying to get to us thinking something has happened. She comes over and we're like sprawled on these blow-ups trying to hold them down. And she's like, oh, I'm glad you're okay. And then we're like, well, we need to start carrying the paddle boards over by land. And then it starts lightning.
Oh,
and I'm like, I am in the water.
Yeah.
And we just paddled like Olympians, you know, to get back. We were just, we were right in sync, you know, getting back to the shore.
Croatia is going to call you for their crew team.
And then they should. Why Croatia?
This is the first thing that came to my
mind. I love it. And so I was like, maybe they're really good or something.
Well, do we want to get rolling with some of our Disney mania here?
Absolutely.
Disney is such a phenomenon.
I think that people read into things pretty. Mm-hmm. Extremely mm-hmm. when it comes to Disney.
I know, it's like, these are meant for kids, you guys. Like, let's keep it surface level.
But I also think some of the creators need to keep it surface level too.
It's true. Yes, yes, they do.
Because some things are just getting a little much. But I have a hot take. And we did ask for hot takes and then Disneyland and Disney World stories mm-hmm. from our listeners. Mm-hmm. My hot take is not every Disney movie is meant to be made into the live action
right.
version. Mm-hmm. Basically taking every good movie they've ever done and trying to reboot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And let's do another version of High School Musical.
Right.
Let's do a movie based on the series based on the movie. That's real.
It's like, this is getting
that's real
out of hand. So that's like one of my hot takes. Do you have any Disney hot takes?
Or a lot of times I play like Disney music in the background of like when I teach dance.
Mm-hmm, to you know, little girls.
So, yeah, I teach dance to little kids. So we turn on like Disney music in the background. And, you know, we love Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. Right?
I wonder if this is the same hot take I have.
It's Belle. So, you know, at the beginning of the song, and she's just like not being grateful for what she has. She
seems pretty idyllic.
Yeah, it seems beautiful. The hottest guy
in town
wants you.
And you don't have to say yes.
You don't have to say yes.
But it's flattering.
But every other girl wants to be you.
It's flattering.
It's flattering.
Regardless. Well, it's like you're the smartest and the prettiest in the whole town.
Yeah.
You want to get out of here and see the big city? Well, you're about to go from a 10 to a 5.
Belle would never be a 5. 7, lowest probably, but...
depends on where.
It does.
L.A.? Maybe
yeah,
a 5.
Brunettes don't go far.
Right.
And...
natural brunettes. And yeah. Natural ones at that.
Yeah. Yes. She was very wholesome, natural right. looking, and that dress was way too mid-calf.
So get out there and see the world, Belle. See what it gives you.
And you know what? Like, you're doing way better than the lady next to you who can't even get eggs for her kids.
Yeah.
You're flitting through the town.
Right.
People right next to you are struggling.
They're giving you books.
Seemingly for free.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a library. Maybe. In that case, I have that too. I have access as well.
I have a hot take about the live action Beauty and the Beast, and it's the choice for Belle. Mm-hmm. Emma Watson, in my opinion, was a big mistake.
I think they went off her popularity from Harry Potter.
They did.
And you and I actually both had an idea for who should have been Belle. Mm-hmm. It was Blair Waldorf from Gossip Girl.
Yeah. If she can sing, she can sing.
She was in Country Strong.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Leighton Meester. There we go. We actually think she would have been a really good Belle because mm-hmm. she's just really, you know, we saw her in Gossip Girl. She can be over the top a little bit more, a little more passionate.
I was going to say Emma Watson was so lackluster.
Yeah.
And Belle's supposed to be kind of this dreamer.
Yeah. And passionate. Like she's just singing through the streets and like, I want adventure, you know, like a singing on the hillside.
And Emma Watson, I think she was going for like understated, but it ended up being like, looked like she didn't want to be there.
Too understated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really like Cinderella. And then some of like the villain ones like Cruella I've liked.
Yeah. And I have liked Maleficent.
Mm-hmm. I actually wanted Maleficent to be scarier, if you can believe that.
I can't believe that actually from coming from you.
They built it up to the previews were like Angelina Jolie was just like coming from the dark.
She like wears vials of blood.
I was like, bring that blood energy here to the big screen.
The movie ends and Britt's like,
where was the blood?
She didn't drink any blood. Like, this is still Disney, Britt.
But no, I just wanted it to be as scary as the previews made it. Mm-hmm. It was a little too, like, Cruella was dark and it was gritty.
Yeah.
And, Maleficent, I wanted that same energy.
Right.
And it was a little too fairyland.
But see, I'm liking the new live actions that tell me a story about someone I didn't know.
An origin story.
Yeah. So I'm liking the villain, like the Cruella or the Maleficents, because it's a new story.
Yeah.
Like, the Lion King live action was horrific.
Well, it's because it was the exact, like, it was line, the exact same line for line. Line for line.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Don't just do that,
mm-hmm.
you know? All right. Well, let me just read a couple of these hot takes from our listeners. One listener said that she thinks that Disneyland and Disney World is overrated. Lagoon, for those of you who aren't from Utah, that's like our local amusement park, is way better, way more rides for little kids that they can do without a parent. Lagoon's missing the magic portion.
We need some people dressed in character.
I don't know what they're pumping into those characters and the ride operators at Disney,
mm-hmm.
or if they're beating them into submission in the back. But they're always, they make your experience, uh-huh. right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so that's the one thing is at Lagoon, you can tell that they're underpaid 14-year-olds battling heat stroke. You know?
Yes.
They're not even checking your seatbelts half the time.
Honestly, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You never see like barf in the corner.
Yeah.
You never see.
No, they, yeah, it's they, magic.
They get
that's
those
what
things,
the Disney magic is to me. It's
they
not,
get those things taken care of so you don't have to see mm-hmm. anything displeasing to the eye.
Well, and I've never gone into a bathroom at Disneyland or Disney World, knock on wood, that mm-hmm. was gross.
Right.
Like they have someone standing there and the minute like a tissue is dropped, mm-hmm. they're sweeping
it's
it
managed.
Up.
Yes.
So I understand that they have the money and the resources, but at one point they didn't. And somehow they managed to bring it around.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So this person said that the Monte Cristo sandwich at Disneyland is disgusting. Now,
okay,
let
on.
Me tell you this.
I haven't had the actual one.
I've only had someone
copycat.
Make me want a copycat one.
And it was
really
delish.
Good.
But disgusting is a strong word. Don't you think?
But I do understand how it could be not for everybody.
Ham and jelly.
Well, it's like ham and jelly made on basically like French toast.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like a lot of the Disney food gets really hyped up,
mm-hmm.
and I bet a lot of people have hot takes on it. Mm-hmm. I was always a big Dole Whip girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I still like it,
mm-hmm.
but because so many other places are now
coming out with it,
it's
not special anymore.
It's not.
It's lost its sparkle.
It's lost its luster a little mm-hmm. for me, and I mean, that's just kind of what happens, right?
Yeah, because people say, okay, people are freaking out about Dole Whip. Guess what? I just got a soft serve machine.
And I'm going to put pineapple
mix in it. Pineapple soft serve.
Yeah, and that is Dole Whip.
Yes.
This listener said she is way too charged up about this, but for starters, she said she spent so much of her childhood / teen / early adult life going on family trips to Disney World. She said they went over 30 times.
Whoa.
And she did say she loved going, so it's not coming from a place of, I hate Disney, but her hot take is people have got to stop acting like taking a Disney vacation or liking Disney a lot is unique or a special character trait that you only have, like
mm-hmm.
you and you only. She said millions and millions of people have gone to Disney World this mm-hmm. year. Tons of people enjoy Disney. So stop acting like you're the first adult in the history to enjoy a Disney park. This drives me insane. Yes, it's fun, but no, your trip is in no way more special. And it's actually a pretty basic vacation idea. So her problem isn't with taking the vacation. It's with...
Stop making such a big deal about it.
Well, like, you act like you're more Disney than everybody. Like, everybody's just... You're not a part of a secret club.
Uh-huh.
There's so many people coming. Mm-hmm. And being an adult Disney person is a huge club.
Oh, yeah. Well, and did you know that there's, like, a real club?
Yeah, it's, like, Club 30-something.
Club 33.
33.
And you have to pay like $50,000 a year or something like that to go in it. And
don't quote her on that.
No, but it's a rough estimate.
Yeah. Brit's like, it sounded right.
I
would say it's more like $33,000 or something.
Yeah. I mean, that would make more sense if Disney's trying to stay on brand, which they usually do, or on theme. Okay. Well, this says allears.net. For Disneyland Resorts Club 33, members will pay a $25,000 upfront and then $10,000 every year after.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess I was overshooting.
What are the perks?
Overshooting. They have some exclusive areas that only a few people have access to, like the utilidors underneath the Magic Kingdom.
That sounds like the janitor's closet.
Yeah.
Utilidors, like the utility room?
Yeah, they're like, you guys could go down and check on the thermostat if you guys want.
Right.
For $25,000. Inside the Cinderella Suite in Cinderella Castle.
There are
exclusive lounges hidden all around Disney World and other international Disney parks.
Yeah. That is one thing I will say about Disney.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a lot of place to just sit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When we went in high school, we went for drill team and we were exhausted. And my coach was determined to get their rope drop to rope up. What do you call that?
What?
Where you're there from the time the rope drops to the time they put the rope up, like basically saying open to close.
Uh-huh. And you gotta, I feel like you always have to go open to close.
But she, yeah, she
to justify
was like,
your
but we had
purchase.
Been dancing till like midnight.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, or mm-hmm. we didn't get back to the hotel until midnight. Mm-hmm. And so we were all like, if we could just find a patch of grass. And yeah, like our local theme park here, we can, you can find a patch of shady grass mm-hmm. and
there's
lay
a Bowery.
Down. There's like some Boweries.
You can bring your cooler in.
Disney, you are on foot. There might be a bench. Three people could sit on it. You can't sleep on it. And we tried.
Can't sleep on
no,
it.
We tried. So we tried to lay on some benches and uh-huh. workers came over because they don't want to look like homeless people are hanging out. They want everything on the up and up and happy
energetic.
And not weird and having people sleeping on benches.
Not weird.
So you better learn to sleep standing up mm-hmm. or we should have brought a stroller and taken turns.
Bringing a stroller is a great idea, actually.
It actually is. Mm-hmm. I will bring a stroller until my oldest is seven. I mean, my youngest is seven.
Well, when they were talking about the Monte Cristo sandwich, the Blue Bayou, it is pretty cool to be able to eat at a restaurant inside a ride. Does it take away from the magic when you are in the ride, in your opinion?
What?
To just see randos eating in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, a little.
And
well, you pay a lot to eat there. I wouldn't want random riders.
And I think it smells
kind of funny.
No, that's like that water, that stagnant water.
Mildew.
Uh-huh. It does smell a little weird. So maybe that's why the Monte Cristo tasted weird, mm-hmm. is because you kind of use your nose is like half of your taste.
Yeah. So we have a good friend whose aunt worked at Disney, and she worked the Pirates of the Caribbean ride frequently. You know how sometimes it just stops and then it'll go.
Uh-huh.
Well, a couple got off.
Really?
And started having an intimate moment. Like, back in the Pirates ride. I'm like, was this during like the gun shootout? Like,
yeah, where was this?
And so they then were being told people could like kind of see or something.
Oh my gosh.
And so they had to like go back and get this couple. But, and also people probably told them, someone exited our boat.
Never have I ever seen someone getting their Pirates booty situation in the ride.
Thank heavens.
I mean, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I'm grateful.
People are animals. I mean, what in what world are you ever like... I could just get off right now and get off. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Don't put that in there.
I am.
We're an animatronic. And all these animatronic people by you?
Like, feels weird.
Feels weird. Creepy. People are weird.
But I heard that there are actual skulls in the ride.
No, you haven't.
Yes.
They used human skulls.
You know, because there's
decor.
Yeah.
Because, like, Halloween City wasn't cutting it.
They're like, this ride needs to open, and we cleared out every Spirit Halloween in town.
Right.
Somehow we've got to get some more skeleton pieces here.
Okay, I feel like there's a lot of options. Okay, well, this listener, we were talking a little bit about, like, why does Disney, like, set apart? And it's because
it's magic.
It's magic, but it's not just, like, magic as far as characters and the smells and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Minus the Pirates of the Caribbean smell. Maybe that's just to go to the authenticity of the ride, you know?
Because pirates probably don't smell that good.
Right, a pirate ship probably does smell like pirate's booty.
A lot of them have scurvy.
Yeah. So missing teeth and all the things. There's probably some gangrene. Anyway, but it's because Disney goes like above and beyond to like, and this sounds bad, but like cover up the mess. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you've never just walked and been like, did I just step and throw up? Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. go into the bathroom. And it's like, it's really not awful for how many thousands of people are in here.
Yeah.
So this is another example of that. This listener said her cousin dropped her wallet into the water on the Storybook Land ride in Disneyland.
Okay. It's the one where you like ride in a little boat and it takes you just around. It's like right on ground level.
Okay.
And you can see mini versions of like the Cinderella Castle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you go through like a little tunnel.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it said, and she said, they called in full-on scuba divers to come find it. It's only like 3 feet deep. They did find it. And then they gave her all kinds of vouchers.
Really?
For her trouble. She said it was awesome. And I'm like, this is not me plotting to, quote,
throw my wallet
on my next Disney trip. Just take out like your social security card, a couple license, driver's license.
Yeah, just
they're like, this is just an empty wallet, ma'am. I'm like, yeah, where are my vouchers? I really could use a turkey leg right now after all watching you guys scuba dive
you
for my wallet.
My credit cards are gone? I'm going to need a Disney credit card fully loaded.
Right. Whatever that means. Take it as you will.
My brother-in-law, so throwing it back to Lagoon, the local theme park, he was riding on, oh gosh, Wicked maybe? Or something,
mm-hmm.
Maybe Cliffhanger, and his phone flew out of his pocket and it shattered. And
they didn't care;
nothing was done.
BFD, I mean, they're like, "Good luck at the T-Mobile store, man."
Yeah, it's just
right.
It's just out there in Farmington Station. So, not too far away. You'll be back before your family finishes their lunch at the Bowery. This listener said, this is a Disney memory. Her sister got her first kiss on Splash Mountain on her high school choir tour.
Oh.
He surprised her during the photo.
Oh my gosh.
You definitely are buying that photo.
Yes.
As long as the kiss was consensual.
That's cute.
No, it's very cute.
Well, I guess the context is important here. But as long as she liked him, wanted it.
This is a happy, yeah. This is
sounds
a happy
like it
memory.
Was a happy memory.
Yeah. All of a sudden her mouth's open from going down the hill and he's just like,
rah. Yeah.
But no, it sounds like
or
she
like
liked it.
Or like they've never met and he's just like, I'm going to smooch this girl. But it sounds like they were, you know, on bell choir together or whatever.
Yeah. They're in Madrigals.
Yeah. That's and, a very memorable first
And she's going to have her first kiss. Yeah, memorialized in this picture. Souvenir photo.
Did she have to pay $50 for it?
Yeah. Yes. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Well, you know how we were talking about the characters in costume yeah. and stuff mm-hmm. like that? One girl that I know, she said that she was playing Eeyore.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I guess that would be my luck. I'd get hired. I'd want to be Belle. But I'm almost 5'7".
Excuse me, just want everyone to know I'm here for Belle.
And that's the only part I'll be auditioning for.
Here's Tigger.
Yeah. And I'm like, think of the wonderful things.
They'd be like,
the wonderful thing about Tigger.
That voice cannot go to waste.
I was like, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I'm sorry, I have so many talents.
We cannot, in good conscience, let that Tigger voice go. You are Tigger.
Well, I just feel like I would have wanted to be a princess. Every girl does.
Obvi.
But I did have a coworker who was Sleeping Beauty in mm-hmm. Disney World. So she had so many stories.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just to kind of bend the magic a little bit for you. She said that some of these princesses were rough. Like she said that Cinderella
like,
that she worked
like
with,
vaping in the tunnels.
Yeah, she said Cinderella did mushrooms. She's like, Cinderella straight up did shrooms. I'm like, well, you'd kind of have to like keep that like, joy rolling in freaking Florida heat.
It's you know really what I humid. Mean? And that gown has a lot of layers and that choker feels pretty tight.
But I would guess.
On the hour six.
I would guess that if you are a princess in Disney World or Disneyland
mm-hmm.
and the girls that ended up having to dress up in the costumes,
mm-hmm.
like they're not going to like you very much.
There's a hierarchy.
Yeah,
I
there
guarantee.
Probably is a hierarchy because you get to actually have your own face. You're not sweating under a costume.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, my luck would be they'd be like, you actually fit the perfect height for Eeyore.
Anyway, she said that while she was wearing her Eeyore head, some weirdo kept trying to shove his hands up the head.
Oh my gosh.
But you have to stay in character.
Well, and Eeyore is a grump, so just be
like,
grumpy.
Get away from me.
Yeah.
This is assault.
And yeah. Don't they have
this
like a
man is
guard?
A pervert. Someone help me.
Every
out of
time
there.
I've been like by a character, there's like a bouncer.
Right, like a staff
them.
Member.
Yeah, they have like Secret Service with them to be like, okay, that's enough, a little too much. But my coworker that did work for Disney World that was Sleeping Beauty, she said you have to train to react, like you were saying, in any way to anything in that character. So she's like, you would have to practice like at home, like if you tripped.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually kind of got annoying because she still sometimes did it.
Mm-hmm.
So like one day some plates dropped at our work
mm-hmm.
and she like kind of threw her hands up and was like, oh, like, you know what I mean? And I was like, what?
She's
the?
Been brainwashed into
no,
acting
really.
Like a Disney princess.
No, really. Like, because you have to learn to react because sometimes people trip or
yeah.
sometimes bad stuff happens and uh-huh. you have to just kind of like stay in the character.
Oh, my.
How about Sleeping Beauty? Oh.
Well, like Sleeping Beauty, I guess she was in the first half. She's like, I walked with you once upon. But for a lot of it, she's sleeping.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we don't get a big insight in her personality.
kind of a dud. Oh, okay. So we were talking about, like, you make a mistake and somehow Disney's like, it's not your fault. Like, we'll make
like,
this better.
Like throwing a wallet in the thing.
Right.
I'm not saying she threw it.
Right.
I might throw it.
But I'm just saying that could be something I do later
yeah.
in life.
Mm-hmm.
So this listener said she lost a child at Disneyland. My nightmare.
The way you said it made
oh,
it sound like
sorry.
Her child died at Disney.
They misplaced a child. Oh, and she said they were busy because they were trying to stuff tissues into one kid's shoes.
As you do.
To make him tall enough for the Incredicoaster.
Don't let a worker see you.
I happened to my friend. We'll get to that. And she said, and when they looked up, their 2-year-old was nowhere to be seen.
Right.
She said, after lots of searching, they found some employees to help and they called it in. They said, luckily, he did know his own name. So when when someone found him, so yeah. he was able to say what his name was. Because two, it's questionable.
Yeah.
You know, that they probably know their name, but they may not be able to speak it very well.
Right.
He had booked it all the way down Paradise Pier and was running through some open backstage doors. He's about to see how the sausage was made. Not sure what he was looking for, but the lady that found him said he was so fast.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I know.
And when they brought him to them, they also brought a button.
What?
To put their phone number on, to pin it on him. It's a good idea.
They're like, listen, rarely does this thing happen once.
And then they give him cookies and bottled water.
We spend so much time trying to make everything perfect for the happiest place on earth. It might be worth it to let things go awry.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
And she said,
there's perks.
Well, when she said, honestly, though, with the prices of Disneyland, they weren't exactly discouraging them from losing another kid because they got like free water.
Normally,
waters are like $5 at Disney. And then they got cookies. Like, yeah. Are we talking the Disney macarons? Like,
yeah. Or are we talking about Chips Ahoy from backstage?
And so she was like, yeah, you want to discourage me from losing the other kid? Why are you like, don't rewarding yeah. me?
Cool. Thanks. You're welcome for being irresponsible.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're irresponsible. I'm just teasing. It happens to the best of us. I think we got a little separated at one point. So it happens.
That's like my biggest fear.
Happens to everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I've had it happen like briefly in a store and stuff, mm-hmm. but like in such a huge sea of like mm-hmm. just children and people and massive, like your mind just goes, oh, mm-hmm. my gosh, mm-hmm. you know, you don't even know where to begin to look.
Yeah, Spencer, he got lost in Disneyland.
like
himself.
As your husband?
As a kid.
Oh, as a kid. No, I just said as your husband, like not in adulthood.
No, not as my husband. Mm-hmm. He was a kid.
Yeah.
And apparently, I don't remember where he said he was. It might be in Disney World, and I'm not as familiar. Apparently, there was this walkway that went around in a circle.
Okay.
And he thought it would be funny, since his family was going one way,
he'd
go the other way and like, hi, I beat you, or I tricked you, or whatever. But the walkway actually was like a ramp going up, like a parking garage.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so he just kept winding and never like would end up finding his family.
He's like, I feel like I'm getting higher in the air or descending down into a tunnel.
And it took him a while to figure it out. And then when he backtracked, then they were way off somewhere else.
And they had 8 kids.
Yeah.
So it probably took them a minute to even know.
Yeah, it's like Kevin.
Yeah.
They're running through the airport. They think they got everybody.
Yeah. Well, my brother-in-law got lost in Disney World as well. And he was like 16 or something, mm-hmm. maybe a little younger. And there was this before everyone had cell phones.
Right.
And so he just got on the bus.
What?
And went back to the hotel.
Oh my gosh.
Because at a point, it's like he has no money. And he can't find his family.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the rest of the family's just like, well, we don't know where he is, so
hopefully he's okay.
And then...
I can't believe that.
And then
you imagine you as a family, you haven't found your son all day.
Yeah.
You're like, well, we better get on the bus and leave.
Well, and then they went back to the hotel to, like, get ready for dinner and found him. They're like, hopefully he made his way.
Oh, my gosh.
The 90s, man. 16, it's a different time.
A 16-year-old,
He had to have been anywhere between 14 and 16. Okay. I don't know for sure the age.
I still would be pretty... darn panicked.
Well, right, because eventually maybe not that he got snatched, but you're like, what if then he goes to find us somewhere else? Like, what if we just never can connect up?
Yeah, like,
how
it's
is
like
this
on
going to work?
American Tale.
Fifel. Oh, okay.
American Tale,
not
aka
Disney,
Fifel.
It's not a
you
Disney
know how like
show.
Every second Fifel is just... like passing his family.
Yes,
uh-huh. And yeah, it could be an American Tale situation,
right?
Okay. Well, this one is a fun story. Well, in hindsight, it's pretty fun. Okay, so
maybe not for her.
No, not in the time, not at all. Okay, this listener, she had a family of 5, and they were all going to Disneyland, and her sister's family also was with them.
Okay,
and this is day one of 3 days at Disney, and mm-hmm. and so they had to do the stroller switch thing where one parent goes
Which
on a ride.
Which actually ends up to be
it
wonderful.
Actually, I remember walking by a whole bunch of suckers in the cars line with me and my stroller.
Yep. And we
and
did
people
it together.
Were like, what the crap?
We did it together. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to like, it just all worked out where
we were
able
just like
to ride rides twice.
Over, mm-hmm. over. And people that we knew were like, you guys went again and we're still in line. Like,
I gave birth, so don't.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm hauling toddlers in Disneyland. Do you want to trade?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, they were doing that same thing with Star Tours.
Star Tours, I have hot feelings about. And when mm-hmm. I say hot feelings, I mean negatively hot feelings because I can't do it. It makes me so sick.
It's really motion sickness-y.
Oh, I can't.
Really bad. Sometimes I have to close my eyes.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get my, I don't know, just get that sick feeling
reset.
Away.
Reset. Well, in college, a bunch of my, we went and a bunch mm-hmm. of our friends were like, let's go on it. And I was like, you guys, it made me so sick last time. And I said, I won't go. And I mm-hmm. waited. And then our friend Dave came off and was like, I should have listened to you, Star Tours. I'm like, I told you.
So anyway, the ride exits into a Star Wars gift shop.
Always.
So you have to go right through, mm-hmm. obviously. I mean, it's great marketing.
Right.
She goes on the ride, get off, and then they meet up with her husband to get the youngest so they can go on the ride, so they can switch.
Right.
So anyway, she's looking around the gift shop while they're going on the ride, and all of a sudden, she just feels this huge pit in her stomach.
Oh, no.
And it's the kind of pit where you need to find a bathroom, and you need to find it fast. Mm-hmm. So she just says, I gotta go, to her sister, and runs. And she has a kid in an umbrella stroller. Those things are flimsy.
Yeah.
And just, she's just running with this umbrella stroller, the hood of the umbrella stroller, you know, the umbrella part of the umbrella stroller. She probably just flew back.
She just takes flight.
And apparently there was a bathroom nearby, but she just happened to be running in the very opposite direction. Uh-huh. And so that way, a bathroom would be far.
Yes.
You know, because they have them strategically placed.
It's not like you have that memorized.
Well, yeah. She didn't know there was a bathroom nearby. But if she was near one already, then the next one that she's running to find
is not near.
Is far.
Right.
And she just had one of those bridesmaids moments where...
When she says bridesmaids, you mean the movie.
The movie Bridesmaids, where she's running to find the bathroom and she just has to stop and just let it happen.
Oh, no.
Apparently, it's not stopping. And finally finds a bathroom. She's like shoving. She sits, but is trying to shove the umbrella stroller in the stall with her.
You can't leave her baby out there.
She's like, who knows how long this is going to be.
Right.
So finally, she is able to like close the bathroom stall with the kid in there. The kid is probably facing her.
Yeah.
They're probably
like 6 inches away from each other.
And she's having the diarrhea of her life.
Of her life. The Star Tours diarrhea.
Well, what she had forgotten is that she had actually earlier on passed her phone onto her husband because she was worried that amidst the jostling of Star Tours, it might fall out of her pocket. Uh-huh. So she couldn't call her husband to tell him where she was. All she said was to her sister, I gotta go. Her sister had no idea where.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see someone with an emergency, I gotta go, you can narrow it down pretty
well. Good. And you're in the middle of Disneyland. You're like, well, she's not going to work. She's not going. Like,
there wasn't an emergency. Yeah.
But if we know anything now after reading the past stories, she should have just started finding an employee and showing her her poop pants, and they probably would have given her the royal treatment. They would have taken her to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and been like, we're going to make you
don't
over.
Don't you want a gown?
Yeah, we'll get you a gown. We're going to get you cleaned up. We're going to get you a cookie, maybe some water. Did you lose a kid?
Maybe some ammonia.
Did you lose your wallet?
Because can't have you sitting on the rides and spreading Giardia around her. She says, an hour goes by. An hour. That's so long. Her little boy or little girl
is
getting
fallen
so
asleep.
Yeah. She said they were getting really fussy.
Yeah.
Obviously. You're in a stall with your mom while she's diarrheaing for an hour.
During this hour, was she just waiting for maybe by chance her family to come find
her? Yeah. She kind of thought maybe they'll put the two and two together.
Is she microchipped? And because if not, that's not happening. This is a great big world out there, a Disney world. And they're not going to find you.
And maybe she just thought maybe they'll put two and two together and be
and
like,
start checking all the bathrooms.
They'll start checking the bathrooms because we haven't found her yet. So she hears someone in the next stall, and she knocks.
I can almost guarantee, though, that she wasn't in there alone for an hour. She had had ample opportunity
to ask. But finally, when she's like, this has gone on long enough, she knocks on the stall door next to her and is like, excuse me. No. I don't have my phone. My family's probably looking for me, and
what are the chances you have Imodium, a fresh pair of pants,
or you could
and
call
some wet wipes,
or call a family member for me.
Oh, okay, there you go.
So she ends up talking to this stranger into calling her sister for her. And the lady, I would too. Someone stuck in a stall with a baby.
Wouldn't?
Yeah. Yeah. She said the stranger was like out in the main area of the bathroom, like, hi, you don't know me.
Good thing the sister picked up.
Right. Because if it's the number you don't recognize, you're not going to answer most of the time.
But if you have a missing sister, maybe.
Yes.
And a missing sister and nephew or whatever.
Yeah. You're like, okay, maybe I'll answer this one.
Could be the ransom. Could be the kidnapper with their demands.
Gosh. So this lady is like, hi, you don't know me. I'm in the bathroom with your sister who's sick and she can't come out. And so her sister finally comes in and says, like, where have you been? Yeah. She's like, in here. I thought maybe you would find me. So the girl who's stuck in the stall is like,
did you follow the trail of diarrhea? Oh, wait, there's no trail because Disney cleans it up so fast.
Yeah. She sends her sister out to the gift shop to see if they have any kind of pants.
Yeah.
And she was pretty worried that there just wouldn't be. She's like, I guarantee there's lightsabers, but what are we talking about? Women's pants situation.
Oh, Disney has everything. They're going to slap those characters and those logos on everything.
She said had some stormtrooper pajama pants. And her sister brought them in.
They're in Disney World or Land?
I can't remember.
I just feel like I'm picturing the Florida heat and having like flannel
like like polar fleece.
Yeah.
And she said they were like a stormtrooper print. So there's like a bunch of stormtroopers on these pajama pants. And she ends up saying, I just need to go to the hotel room. So she gives the baby to her husband, goes and sleeps it off in the hotel room. Mm-hmm. And while she's at the hotel room trying to take a nap and sleep off this stomach bug, her husband gives her a call and says, where did our son get this toy? And then she goes, our son is a thief from a Disney gift shop. In her hustle, she had forgotten that she'd handed her little kid a toy to
like
look,
play with while she was
while they
perusing.
Were going around the gift shop. Yeah. Who hasn't done that?
Right.
But then all of a sudden, they just take off.
Right.
They're looking like thieves.
Right. You know what, though? That little boy sat in a women's bathroom with his poopy mom for an hour. I say he deserves it.
He deserves it. So it's a little like R2-D2 spinner toy that he has to remember that horrible incident. She still has those pajama pants.
She better.
And she calls them her storm pooper pants. Love it. Love it. Needless to say, the next 2 days, she made sure to take medicine, a change of clothing for both her and her youngest, who is not potty trained.
Mental notes.
Yeah. I'm going to drop my wallet in the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose a kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring extra pants.
I don't know about lose a kid. I don't know that I can do that. Again, it depends on the turkey.
We're going to pretend. Are we talking oatmeal raisin?
Yeah. Oh, heavens no.
Or those grandmas.
We're going to pretend that they're lost.
Yeah. Where did he go?
Yeah.
Oh, all this time he was in line for this Toy Story ride.
Yeah.
No wonder he was
with
gone
his
for
dad.
No wonder he was gone for 5 hours. That line.
What?
That Toy Story line.
Insane.
It's always cray cray.
Yeah. Sure is fun. Unfortunately, maybe fortunately, we have another gastrointestinal story to cap it off here. Let's see.
Is it because of the Monte Cristos? Is it because of the motion sickness?
There's a lot of things. First of all, you're touching everything everyone else is touching. Mm-hmm. You're around all these germs and all these people.
There's a lot of
There's a lot of rides that are going to unsettle your stomach, and then you're eating things you maybe wouldn't.
Uh-huh. You maybe get a little dehydrated.
All the above, for sure. But this isn't even Disney's fault.
Okay.
But it's centered around Disneyland. So this listener said her brother-in-law, so it's her husband's brother, was getting home from a church mission. This was in like 2019. And her mother-in-law was hell-bent on going to Disneyland when he got home. Like, he's welcome home. Mm-hmm, we're all going to Disneyland. So in mid-December, her husband's whole family, 10 adults and 7 grandchildren, went to Disneyland.
That's a big group.
Yeah. The journey to get to Disneyland, they decided to cut it into 2 parts.
Stop in Vegas?
100%.
Always
do it. Utah to Vegas, Vegas to Disney.
That's how you do it.
And she said she and her husband at the time were both in college, so their budget was pretty darn tight. So they asked if they could ride with the in-laws. Well, her mother-in-law was insistent also on not spending a whole lot of money on like food. And so she said, let's just cook at this Airbnb. Awesome. So she said, I totally was understanding that idea. But she was thinking, and everybody else was under the impression, that they'd be doing probably like a big Costco haul once they got to California. Because there's like that many people and splitting it up is not going to be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Well, her mother-in-law had a different idea. She thought it would be a good idea to make things ahead of time.
Oh, no.
And then transport them from her home in Utah to the Airbnb in California whilst stopping in Vegas.
And so she left stuff in the car? Dinner items?
So it gets worse.
Uh-oh.
It gets worse. She said they arrived at the Airbnb around 6 p.m. Everyone was really tired, obviously, from the long day of travel. And her mother-in-law hopped out of the car and said, I'll start dinner. And she popped a casserole. So sick. She popped a casserole in the oven and about an hour later announced to everyone, hey, dinner's ready. So as they all came to the dinner table, there was already a glob of casserole on everyone's plate. She took one bite of the casserole and something just was way off.
Gross.
And she said, is this turkey? And she realized in that moment that the casserole was a layer of turkey in gravy.
Okay.
A layer of green beans and then stuffing on top.
Okay. So like Thanksgiving dinner in a pan? And,
yeah. Doesn't sound terrible until you find out that then her mother-in-law says, yeah, it's turkey. We had left...
Oh, gosh.
We had leftovers from Thanksgiving that I turned into a casserole.
And this was in December?
Giving. This is mid-December.
Oh.
She said, I know what you're thinking. Maybe she put the leftovers In the freezer after Thanksgiving? No. She 100% did not.
Oh, no.
They had been sitting in her fridge for over a month.
Gross.
And on top of that, they celebrated Thanksgiving early that year with his family.
Oh, my.
At the beginning of November.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Not only are these leftovers extremely expired, but they have also been transported from Utah to Nevada to California with little to no refrigeration.
Disgusting.
She said the majority of them did not eat the casserole.
Right.
But others, a.k.a. her mother-in-law and father-in-law did.
Uh-huh.
It's like Christmas vacation when they're just like chucking down that turkey, like trying not to hurt feelings, or just like, no, this was the plan. I've cooked it. I've freaking packaged it across state lines, you know?
Yes.
She said, needless to say, the next morning, her in-laws were super sick.
Yeah.
Those who were not sick.
Food poisoning, like legit.
Those who were not sick went to Disneyland, and while those who were sick stayed home. She said they were in an Airbnb with two bathrooms and 17 people. So germs were spreading like wildfire. The next day, more people were sick again. Well, those who were healthy at the moment decided to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And the sick stayed home again. She said she was able to make it through both days of Disneyland without getting sick.
Uh-huh.
The Disneyland part was actually really fun, she said. But the day that they were
leaving. It was the barfing people back home when you showed back up at the end of the night. Not so much.
In two bathrooms, you guys. Like, pride's gone.
Uh-huh.
Well, she had made it through those 2 days. But the day they were leaving, she woke up early and could not stop throwing up.
Oh.
And there was just no way. She's like, I cannot get into a car, travel 10-plus hours when I'm exploding at both ends.
Oh, no.
So her husband just says, like, I'm going to book you a plane ticket so that you can just fly home instead of having to travel in the car.
Of course, flying.
Yeah, but at least it's an
better.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
And she said her father-in-law was upset.
What?
That her husband booked her a plane ticket and refused to drive her to the airport. The father-in-law was like, I can't believe you booked her a plane ticket.
Yikes.
But her father-in-law, he was insistent that they leave the Airbnb early in the morning so they could beat traffic on their way.
So how'd you get to the airport?
So her husband couldn't even stay with her until she had to leave for the airport because his dad's like, time's a ticking, get in the car, son.
Oh my gosh.
And because he had to ride home with his parents. She said one of her brothers-in-law ended up driving her to the airport and she spent the entire flight puking and having major diarrhea.
Oh no.
And it was so embarrassing. She was so sick. She spent basically the whole flight in the bathroom. She's sure that the flight attendants and the passengers sitting next to her wanted to kill her. And her parents ended up having to meet her at the airport and taking her to InstaCare.
Oh my gosh.
She said, once I was given some medicine, she felt better within a few hours. But her husband and his parents didn't get home until late that evening. She said she was so grateful she did not have to travel in a car with them for 10 plus hours. It would have been horrible. I mean, why?
They would have had to stop every 15 minutes for her to poo on the desert roadside.
That's why he booked a plane, because he's like, at least you can just run back to the bathroom and you're moving, you're making progress, you know, going home. Well, recently, her mother-in-law has started saying that she wants to do another family trip to Disneyland, even though she can laugh about it now. She said it's still too soon to think about doing Disneyland with them again.
You were saying something. You were saying the girl should have gone to the Disney employees with the diarrhea pants because then she could have probably gone to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
I can't decide. Like, I think I would still go as an adult. Do you?
I have not seen it done. I've only heard it's legend.
Right.
I've only heard it's lore.
Right.
So I don't know exactly what happens.
When we went to Disney World with my daughter, she was only 4 or 5. And I'm like,
did she do it?
No.
Oh.
We did go buy, which this is so weird. We did go buy, we're like, let's buy you a princess dress, you know.
There. Those things cost $60.
I know. She's got to go to prom in that thing. No, I.
To make it make sense financially.
Yeah. So I went to, just to look, and they're like, well, we're having a sale. It's buy one, get one. And I was
free?
Like, Disneyland
has
Disney
a sale?
World does sales? Like, that seems so off-brand.
Yeah.
But I think, here's why.
You want the magic? You're going to pay for the magic.
Well, I've just never walked into a Disney shop.
I mean, it makes sense.
And they've never had to have a sale to motivate anybody to buy anything.
BOGO at the gift shop.
People are paying $12 for a balloon inside of a balloon. You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
So I'm like, a sale, here's the only thing I can think of. This, like I said, was post-COVID. That's the only reason I could think of that the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique would be having
a sale.
You know, so we got to buy one, get one on the real legit.
This is like when
costumes.
Kleinfeld's does their sample sale.
Yeah, it's like unheard of. People are stabbing each other.
Well, this listener said when their daughter was 5, they did the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Mm-hmm.
She chose Belle. And when they were done getting her all decked out in the Belle dress, they were just kind of trying to play into the magic, saying, yeah. Oh no, now Gaston is going to look out for you and try to marry you. Which, I mean,
like you said, Britt's like, he's the hottest guy in the village, like, not the worst thing. No, now it's like, poor Belle.
No,
she's got the Beast after her. Uh-huh.
She's got Gaston.
Then she's got the Chauvinist after her.
No, you guys, yeah. Let's just go back. I don't want Gaston in my life.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't need that
Britt
energy.
Wants to clarify.
I don't want a rooftop murderer.
No.
In my life. Actually, the rooftop ended up being his demise. But it was almost him.
Right.
Anyway.
The rooftop killer.
Okay. So anyway. And Gaston got real dark in live action.
Where yeah.
He tied Belle's dad to a tree and left him for dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
So just to be clear,
so obviously
Britt does not like Gaston.
Yeah, I just wanted to go back and clarify. Anyway, the daughter got traumatized by these comments, mm-hmm. and she refused to get a picture with him and was just really on edge kind of throughout the rest of the day.
She just starts like ripping the dress off her
body. Looking over her shoulder, you know, that yeah. kind of a thing.
Well, those characters flit and float everywhere.
They do. All of a sudden you're like, oh, Mary Poppins.
Yeah. So and then all of a sudden you turn around in like one of the more villainous ones.
Yeah, and you're like, oh.
You're like, oh my gosh, Cruella was behind me?
This whole time? Okay. So anyway, that's how she was acting throughout the day. They had gone back to the hotel to meet up with some other people who were resting at the hotel. Mm-hmm. She said, don't go in August because then you really do need like a dehydration break.
Right. At the hospital.
Yeah.
IV fluids.
So once they'd gone back and they're like, okay, now we've gotten some hydration, some Gatorade. Let's head back.
Yeah.
The daughter like did not want to go. She's like, no, Gaston's there. And so the only way that they were able to get her back into the park was to tell her that if she changed, he wouldn't be able to recognize her. And so she got out of her bibbidi bobbidi boo outfit
that they just spent $100 on.
I know, there's like, just get back in the dad park, yeah. Okay? I don't, sure. Yeah.
You're too young to leave behind.
Wear that tank top that you already had that slushy spilled on. It's
right.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into the park, you have to, yeah, basically go through like a metal detector. It's TSA.
Yeah. And I think, you know, they're funny about the types of strollers you bring in, the uh-huh. types of wagons you bring in. I mean, anyway, this is next level because they're so worried about the strollers. When this person brought in a weapon on accident, this
on
listener
accident.
Said they always like to tease her husband about when they went through Disneyland security and somehow made it through with his pocket knife. Then she said they'd already walked for 30 minutes deep uh-huh. into the park. And so they were like, he was nervous to just keep it on him for whatever reason.
Oh, I would have been like, all right, just ask for forgiveness rather than permission if somehow somebody comes and wands you.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden, if you are the pervert with a knife, they decided they were just going to bury it. This looks even worse. The things that we do that we're like, if we just
it makes sense
it
in
cool,
our mind at the time.
Yeah, but no, now you look like you're like disguising a crime.
Well, it looks like, yeah, you're hiding the weapon.
Evidence.
The murder weapon.
Yeah. So they decided to bury it in some nearby bushes. And then when they were leaving, he went back and got it at night.
And so they're like, oh, the fireworks were great. You're like, what's that guy doing over there? Digging up a literal
Excuse
knife.
Excuse me, sir. Show me your hands. He like pops around with like the pocket knife.
Okay. No one would have probably noticed. But then the fact that you go on a full evidence destroying yeah. mission mm-hmm. and then retrieval, mm-hmm. I'm surprised that nobody stopped you. It's like, excuse me, sir, there's no digging in the bushes on Main Street.
Well, yeah, like I said, we couldn't even find a patch of grass or a bench to lay on without 5 minutes in someone being like, you're ruining the magic. You're ruining the vibe. Get off the bench.
Yeah, stop digging for a knife. This is ruining the magic.
Right.
Well, Disney can be painful. And I think I've shared before how my husband was struggling with his lower back issues because yes. you sit low on the ride.
The Matterhorn specifically,
and you get
right?
jostled. Well, it was actually Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh, it was.
He actually feels like the real
my faiths.
The real culprit was Goofy's Flying School.
He can trace it back to Goofy's Flying School.
And then it was Thunder Mountain Railroad where I needed to assist him off the ride.
Mm-hmm. It sent him.
He was incapacitated. So
that's not an exaggeration.
This might be something common at Thunder Mountain Railroad because this listener said her dad rode it and it knocked his kidney stones loose.
Wait, loose into pain or loose out of pain?
My guess is into pain.
Right, like because you could have a kidney stone like
floating
in your kidney
and then all of a sudden
it always cause a problem until it tries to go through the tube.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it got knocked from the kidneys into the no-no tube.
My hope was that it had been in the tube. And then it
just released.
It out. Yeah.
Disgusting. But I mean, that would be great. He's like,
right.
Wow, I didn't have to go through all the pain. It was actually
surgery.
A thrill ride.
Right.
I was actually loving it. But that's insane. And Thunder Mountain Railroad needs to,
smooth out their tracks.
Smooth out their tracks because something is too harsh
Apparently.
Happening there where grown men or having real physical maladies right after. Right.
This listener said she had her daughter at Disneyland and she pooped her pants.
The daughter. Okay.
Yeah. So the way she worded it was, I did the mom move and tried to clean them out in the toilet.
You know,
is that a mom? Is that a thing?
I've done it.
Ew.
So,
sorry, that was really judgy.
So, what you do?
Well, I'm kind of aware, like, awares.
Well, I guess I think either way. So, if you're gonna be like, I'm gonna ditch this underwear, but you don't want to throw like a poop log just in the garbage to stink up the bathroom.
Well, yeah,
you can just, you know, hold on by the band, the underwear band.
Yeah,
put the underwear in the water and flush, so it kind of washes the main culprit away.
Well, I would just tip it in, like if there's a log. Ew.
Well, but it's not always a log,
right? But then I'm just sorry, I'm just throwing it away.
Okay,
I'm wrapping it in a lot of toilet paper
yeah.
or paper towels, throwing it down deep into the garbage, and I'm going to trust to the fact that there's a million people here right now that garbage is getting turned over in about
Fast.
An hour.
Okay,
but good on you guys for trying to wash poopy pants in a toilet. I mean,
at some point your kid is gonna run out of underwear.
They don't always need underwear unless they're wearing a dress. And there's nothing wrong with commando.
I know.
Anyway, so this listener tried to wash them out in the toilet. Well, probably an automatic flusher,
and so she wasn't hanging on probably tight enough.
Maybe she said they sucked the whole pair right on the toilet. Y'all are just way too courteous, I guess.
Allison wants the cast member. The janitor cast member.
They don't have to touch it. They have gloves. It's in a bag. They just got to close up the bag and throw it away. Like, it's not like I'm like, here, sir. Here's some dirty poopy underwear. What would you like me to, can you do something with that? No, I would wrap it all up, shove it in the toilet. If there was a giant log about to fall off, I would definitely plop it in the toilet. But I'm not going to try to like spot clean crap filled underwear. I'm not. If there's one thing I've learned about these stories is you need to let your bad things show to the employees, because it sounds like
don't
try
to hide it.
They're gonna have your back. Like
that girl,
she would have gotten those stormtrooper pants for free. I guarantee.
So you maybe shed a few tears in front of an employee.
Yeah.
If
you
something,
may even get a Dole Whip out of it.
If something's bleeding, don't hurry and put a Band-Aid. Yeah. Let it bleed out a little bit.
And I guess if nothing else, just remember,
someday you'll laugh about this.
All right, you guys, thanks for gabbing with us. Don't forget to follow along with us on Instagram at gabfest_gals so you can submit stories for our next episode.
Have a great week and leave us a little review.
Yeah, always.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Let's gab.
We might not be able to include this.
Hey, throw me some French fries.
Walk up front and just
start
get an
passing out
ETA on when we're going to get rolling through this.
Could you toss us some food?
Like, this single fry costs us $2. So no.
Yo ho, yo ho. I'd be more so be afraid of them being like, you know what you'd be perfect for?
Ursula.
Operating the slinky ride. You have a face
for
that
a ride
operator. That's what I'd be most afraid of. Way bougie.
I must
like,
be off.
Yeah.
Anita, darling.
Yeah.
Roger.